Oh, hey babe. Yeah, of course I came over. You had a bad day, plus I missed you so much today, so really wanted to see you. What do you mean, how do I know? Baby, you sent me like 25 messages saying you're having a bad day. Okay, maybe saying that you sent me 25 messages might be an exaggeration. You sent me 24 messages. No, you actually did. Look. See? Told you. Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to talk about it. You've already texted me all the details, and yeah, it sounds pretty bad. I'm sorry you had to go through that today. But I'm here now, and we're gonna cuddle and go to sleep together. And tomorrow we're gonna go out. Did you forget? We had a date planned for tomorrow. It's okay if you forgot. Yeah, I know my baby's been busy and it's been a long week, and yeah, it's okay. Oh, I drove here. Seriously, babe, it's pouring rain and it's like really late at night. You think I would walk here? Yeah, I drove here. I know it's not safe and stuff like that. What are you up to? Oh, no. We're going to bed. Yes, we are. Come on. Let's go to the bedroom. No complaints. Let's go. Also, I did not bring my own clothes, so I'm gonna have to borrow some of yours. It's fine. No, please. I can't sleep in this. I'm really uncomfortable. Come on, let me just borrow like a t-shirt or something. Thank you. Wow, your room is surprisingly clean today. Damn, babe. Not even a little bit messy. Yeah, I'm really proud of you. Good job. Okay, you go lay down. I'm gonna change and join you, yeah? Hey, don't look. Some privacy, please. Come on. No, I'm kidding. You can look if you want. Okay, scoot over. You know this is my favorite part of the bed. Okay, come here. No. I know, I usually put my head on your chest and fall asleep like that, but today you're gonna put your head on my chest. Yeah, plus it's really soft and squishy, so it'll be like a stress reliever. No, I swear it feels really nice. Come here. And wrap your arms around my waist. And tangle our legs together. Yeah, and I'm gonna give you head pats. and play with your hair. Feels nice, doesn't it? I told you. Feels really nice for me too. Yeah, like I said, it's like stress reliever. Yeah, I really missed you too. Especially with so much work going on these days. Yeah, I've just been drowning in schoolwork and actual work, and it's just family stuff. Yeah, it was a lot. This week was a lot. But I'm just really glad that I'm here right now with you. I really missed you. Yes, baby, you can squish the other one if you want. Yeah. Yeah, I just thinking about how lucky I am to have you. Oh, you're so precious. And I just really, really appreciate you and all the things you do for me and your family and your friends. And really amazing. And you make me want to be a better person, and okay, I'll stop. Stop with the cheesy stuff. Let's try and go to sleep, I guess. Cheesehead? Did you just call me a cheesehead? I mean, it makes sense, I guess, because I like cheese and you like head. Okay, I'll stop with the sexual jokes and innuendos. Let's try and go to sleep. Oh wait, I forgot to ask, did you eat today? Are you sure? Are you sure you're not just saying that? Yeah? You actually ate? Okay, and did you drink water today? Yeah, I did text you a lot reminding you to drink water, didn't I? I'm sorry if that was annoying, by the way. I just wanted to make sure you're hydrated, you know? Okay. No, your texting was not annoying. You know I like reading about your day and stuff like that. Yeah, even if it's a bad one. I just like knowing the fact that you think I'm important enough to vent to me about your day and stuff. Thank you, baby. You're really important to me, too. My day wasn't really that special. I went to classes and I skipped breakfast. I'm sorry, but I ate after classes ended. After classes ended, I went out for lunch with my friend, my best friend, you know her. And we had spring rolls and pancakes. I know it's a weird combo, but I don't know, I've just been craving spring rolls for the longest time, and yeah, I had spring rolls, she had pancakes, so I had a bite of her, she had a bite of mine, it was really good. Then I came home, took a shower, and worked out a little bit, and took another shower because the workout made me all sweaty and stinky, and then I did some schoolwork. I finished all of my assignments that are due this week. And then I got your messages. And then I started reading your messages and replying to you, all of your messages individually, because you were talking about like three different things at the same time. No, it's really cute, I promise. It's kind of hard to keep up sometimes, but most of the time it's really cute. Yeah. And then I did some laundry and cleaned up my room a little bit. Made dinner and had dinner and came here. Yeah. Yeah, it was a really productive day. Yeah, I'm really proud of myself for that. Because a lot of the times I'm like procrastinating, like all the time. And it's really hard for me to get stuff done. But today I got a lot of stuff done. So, yeah, I'm really content with my day today. Yeah, I'm sorry it wasn't the same for you. But we'll have a great day tomorrow together, all right? Yeah, I promise. We'll have a great day tomorrow. Yeah, it is getting really late. Do you think we should try and go to sleep? I personally am really tired, so I don't think I'll have any trouble falling asleep, but I know it's kind of difficult for you to fall asleep sometimes, so you can just put your head on here and cuddle with me, and I'll give you head pats until you fall asleep, okay? Yeah. Do you think you'll be able to fall asleep like that? Okay, great. Okay. Good night, baby. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow, yeah? And don't worry about breakfast. I'll make something for us. Good night. Mm-hmm.